Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right. Is she the a-hole for rejecting her boyfriend's proposal simply over cash? Money.
She writes, I divorced my ex-husband 2 years ago and I've been dating my boyfriend since. There was no cheating involved. This is all above board. My ex and I were fighting a lot, but the divorce was less litigious than I expected. My ex-husband, James, and I were married for 21 years. In the state of Massachusetts where we live, I, as his ex-spouse, was able to stay on his group health insurance. In addition, the judge ordered that since I stayed home to raise our 4 kids, that I get alimony for life, or until, only I, not my ex, until I remarried. In terms of health insurance, I'd lose it if either my ex-husband, James, or I remarried. However, James has been very open about the fact that he hates the idea of marriage and marrying again even more than he hates me still being covered under his health insurance policy. His exact words were, well, luckily for you, it's not emotionally or financially cost effective for me to marry just to get you off my health insurance. For the entire length of our marriage, part of the reason I didn't work is because my ex is a doctor, and after doing calculations, we realized I'd never make enough to even get close to covering the childcare costs for 4 kids. I checked and saw that if I had continued my administrative job, I'd be making $17 an hour today. I have no chance of even making that now. Now, my boyfriend and I are very much in love. In many ways, I wish I'd met him first. He's empathetic, and unlike my ex, he values work-life balance instead of running between a private practice and the psych ward at the county hospital to work 24/7. However, my boyfriend and I don't live together, and besides small presents to each other, we pay for ourselves. Things were good, but my boyfriend changed after I had a pregnancy scare. He said that if I got pregnant again, he wants us to be living under one roof and not like two divorced parents. So he proposed. I was upset, but I had to turn it down because, love aside, this was my health insurance and my only source of income on the line. I didn't understand why my boyfriend was so upset and didn't understand what I was talking about. He's a case manager at a nonprofit, and we'd be living on half the income I'm currently living on if we take out child support, and that's bound to create tension on both sides. I just want to add, we can't move in together either. As the archaic family court laws would see and that and assume that my boyfriend and I would be sharing finances, or I would be in some way supported by my boyfriend by the fact of us moving in together, and I would lose all of my benefits. If we could do that, I would, but we can't. So am I the a-hole for turning down my boyfriend's proposal over money?
I mean, I have an immediate reaction, and that's no. She's looking out for the better interest of her kids. This isn't about like trying to like it's not a money grab. It's a sustainability for 4 kids. And my dad and his girlfriend did this. There was a reason why they never got married. It's because of their retirement and like all of their pensions and stuff like that. If they did, she would end up getting like half the money that she did. So they just stayed like engaged.
Companions.
They stayed companions rather than getting married because it fiscally, it just made more sense and they didn't feel like they needed to do that. Now, I understand if you like, you know, they end up having a kid and he wants to seal the deal that way. But in this instance, do I think she's being an a-hole? No, I just think she's being a responsible mom.
Does it change your opinion if the kids' ages are 21, 19, 18, and 16?
No, not until they're all out of the house.
Yeah, it doesn't change my mind either. And so to the point of finances, I mean, A, that's the big one here. But also, I wouldn't really want someone to propose to me just because I had a pregnancy scare either. To me, I think I would feel about that engagement the entire time I like looked down at the ring. Like, oh, he really only proposed to me because he thought we might have to co-parent together. So I think on multiple levels, no, she's not the a-hole. I think if you're going to get engaged to someone, it's got to make sense for you on paper financially. But also, like, you know, it's got to be for the right reasons, too.
Yeah, it's hard for me to argue either one of those points. I mean, especially with the way that I've been looking at marriage lately and what trying to figure out what it really means and what it's really worth. At the end of the day, if you do something that is more suitable for you and your family and your children, I don't think you can look at that person as an a-hole at all.
I mean, I think some people, because of like movies and TV shows, you want to have like this romantic, I will do anything to be with you and I will sacrifice XYZ. And that's just not the real world. Right. And even those kids' ages, the older they get, the more expensive they get. I mean, you're talking about cars and car insurance and things of that nature. Absolutely not. I think she's just being responsible.
Yeah, I don't think she's being an a-hole. And I do think that, here we go again, we have to re-examine exactly everything in marriage right now, right? If you got 50, 55% of people that are getting divorced, I think it's because we are trying to follow these traditional rules that our parents put down, our grandparents put down, our great-grandpappy also. Every marriage has its own DNA. So to have like this cookie cutter way of doing things isn't working. So you got to do what's right for you. I ain't mad at her at all.
What did Reddit say?
They're pretty split. Yeah. Some people say she's not at all because she's just looking out for herself and she wouldn't be able to make that money on her own even if she tried. And others are like, oh, so you don't want a spouse that's overly involved with their career, but then you want the financial stability that comes from being supported by one that is? She's an a-hole. So it really, I would say more towards she's not an a-hole, but there are a lot of people calling her one.
The Burt Show.